Here comes a nice low one right here.
It's chilly for a September morning, and it's a weekday, but about 20 people stand on a gravel road that skirts a ridge 800 feet above Lake Superior. Below, a huge freighter steams out of the Duluth Harbor in the misty sunshine. Above, dozens of hawks seem to turn in unending circles.
This is so beautiful.
For watching birds of prey or raptors, this is one of the best spots on the continent.
Top five. It's for sure the top five in North America.
Nia Palmerston is the naturalist at Hawk Ridge. She says some years, between August and December, 100,000 raptors fly past this spot. Many of the country's most popular hawk-watching posts are lucky to get 20,000 birds in a season. And that many raptors flew past Hawk Ridge in one day this September. These birds are flying south from Canada and Alaska on North America's central flyway. Hawks and eagles tend to avoid big stretches of open water, so when they hit Lake Superior, they follow the shoreline, which funnels them through Duluth at the western tip of the lake.
It's an amazing spectacle.
Pershing Hofsland is a retired ornithology professor from the University of Minnesota in Duluth. He says many raptors like to soar to conserve energy, so they congregate at Hawk Ridge to ride the updrafts bouncing off the cliffs. They spiral high into the air and then coast south, sometimes making hundreds of miles in one day.
I counted, laying on my back and looking up, I counted 1,600 coming off of just one of these spirals.
Hofsland is 83, and he's watched birds at Hawk Ridge for 50 years. He says he's seen a big change in people's attitude toward raptors.
When I grew up, hawks were varmints. I know my mother had a chicken yard, and if we saw a hawk out there, we were afraid they were going to get the young chickens. And you'd pick up a Field and Stream magazine, anything like that, and they'd have articles on how to shoot them.
People used to come to Hawk Ridge to shoot the birds for target practice, but activists with the Duluth Bird Club put a stop to the shooting by 1950. They also collected donations to buy land at the highest point on the ridge and make it a nature preserve. Since then, hawk numbers have held steady mostly, or even increased for some species. These days on the ridge, people hunt hawks with binoculars, and naturalist Nia Palmerston says they need them. Thousands of hawks might fly past, but most of them are specks to the naked eye.
Binoculars are a must, and you learn. You have to scan all around you at all times and watch for them to come. Sometimes they come low. Sometimes they're up way high.
And even if you do see a lot of birds, it takes practice to know what you're looking at.
Did you see a Merlin?
Palmerston spends much of her day helping people identify what they've seen.
Merlin's going to have the pointed wings. Not a very long tail, but we'll have somewhat of a tail.
Palmerston also spends time keeping eager birders from pestering Hawk Ridge's official bird counter, Frank Nicoletti. Nicoletti has to concentrate. He's counting swirling specks in the sky, making sure to tally each of them just once, noting which distant dot is a broadwing hawk, which one is a northern harrier. Frank Nicoletti says he can tell if an eagle is an adult or a juvenile from 3 miles.
You know, you're looking at a bird at a great distance, and you're watching it move. You're not looking for field marks, but you're looking at the shape of the wings, you know, how long is the tail, proportion to how long the wings are, how big can you get a range of size, and that's what you're looking for.
Nicoletti grimaces a little at the suggestion that he has an inborn knack for identifying hawks. What he has, he says, is 20 years of intense practice.
And it's just an art. It's just like, you know, some people know how to write, you know, or some people know how to play the piano. I identify hawks and birds.
Birders less eagle-eyed than Frank Nicoletti can still enjoy the challenge of identifying raptors. Kim Mills makes the 5-hour drive from southern Minnesota each fall to spend a few days on Hawk Ridge.
You know, every time I come up here, I learn. I mean, I learn more and I learn more, and you kind of listen to what other people are saying and what they're seeing, and it's intriguing. I love it.
Amateurs come to Hawk Ridge to learn, but so do scientists. Researchers catch and strap leg bands on thousands of hawks each fall. Biologists from across the continent spend time here studying raptor population trends, diseases, and migration patterns. By the end of September, most small hawks have passed through, but there might be thousands more. Bigger raptors, red-tailed hawks and bald eagles, will pass the ridge in their largest numbers during October. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Chris Julin in Duluth.